Greetings, team, and welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode one of the Badass Agile Podcast. Thanks for joining. Warning, this podcast is not about the agile basics. This is about the jiu-jitsu. If you're already an agile practitioner, you probably already know that success hinges not on the method or the principles, but rather the mindsets and behaviors of those who champion and uphold those principles. It's the mindset that's so important. And the secret of agile is its simplicity. And accepting and living the agile mindset is the real key. So primarily, this podcast is about who you need to become in order to lead an agile team. But there's more. There's a lot more. If you think about it, agile is really about doing the incredible by observing a few simple principles. Things like focused work, being fearless in the face of failure and uncertainty, continuous feedback and improvement, doing high-value things first, and so on. So really, the principles of doing the incredible apply everywhere. So in truth, this podcast is about who you need to become to change the world. Whether it's service to your community, bringing your ideas to the marketplace, overturning the status quo, unleashing your art upon the world, whatever. What it's not about is learning basic Scrum techniques or anything like that. There's plenty of resources out there already for that stuff. This is about becoming the kind of person who can uplift people and teams to do extraordinary things in service of a giant goal or purpose. It's about becoming that confident and courageous leader. It's about becoming a badass. Who should listen to this podcast? It's not for everybody. It really is for people who are learning or have already learned Agile itself, but need to go further with it. I'm particularly interested in people who are burning to lead. Anyone who's looking to make their team, their client, or their company more successful. You may be doing it already and simply struggling to make the simple Agile principles stick in a larger scale environment, a place with a lot of employees or a lot of politics. You may be someone who simply feels like there has got to be something bigger, that you're destined for something greater. In fact, anyone who's looking to create more or better art, better services, better products, better communities, all are welcome here. Now, why am I doing it? Simply put, your purpose is my passion. I'm super pumped up about getting people aligned to their purpose. What causes are you dying to fight? What kind of life do you really want? It's all grueling hard work and long hours anyway. Might as well be for something that you truly love. In fact, it's really not about Agile at all. What I found in my practice coaching Agile was that the mindset that I developed was more likely to get people to ask me questions about how they could unlearn their fear of the unknown, how they could learn the ability to influence, how they could find the courage to just start doing something, to move towards a purpose. Agile is great. It's awesome. It's super valuable for delivering software and delivering projects. But that tends to be not what they come for, if you know what I mean. Around the time I started studying champions in athletics, military, business, because I wanted to learn how to get what I wanted out of life, Agile happened to come along. And the principles were so closely aligned to what I was already learning that it was a natural fit to latch onto it. And let me tell you, for the first time in my consulting career, I loved what I did every day because of Agile, because of those simple principles, because of what I could do with that mindset and those behaviors, the confidence and the courage. Half the conversations that I have with my coaching clients end up with people changing their jobs or careers because Agile is neat, but it's not what they come for. In the end, I want you to be free. I want you to be happy and successful doing what you love the most. I want you to not waste years. I want you to not have regrets. I want you to design your own life and then deliver it. So here's what we're going to do together. First, we're going to create an elite tribe of leaders who change the face of business in how we solve problems with Agile. So I'm good to my promise. I'm going to teach you badass Agile first. But then we're going to take your practice, your leadership, your courage, and use it to take your career to the next level. It might even change your mission. And it might even change your life as a result. Maybe next, we'll be able to change the world. So here's what's coming next. First, we'll cover the core principles of badass and how to live them every day. We're going to have interviews and guests, interesting people that hopefully not only inform you, but inspire you. We'll have tales from the field to make this stuff real. We'll answer questions and who knows what comes next. Folks, I'm looking forward to this journey with you. Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next time for more Badass Agile.